During Hurricane Helene, a police chief in Okeechobee, Florida, decided to pass a Looter Protection Act and disarm his populace because of weather? Yeah. Let's talk about it. Guys and gals, thank you so much for your support on this channel. I intend to bring you all of the Second Amendment news, no matter where it happens, good, bad, ugly, or indifferent. And if you want to stay in the know, just smash that subscribe button down below. And if you think that no police chief in the country gets to limit your right to keep and bear arms to protect yourself, your others, and your community, especially in a time when your community needs protection from looters and the like, subscribe to Guns and Gadgets, like the video, and hit the bell notification to all notifications. All right, let's get into this. I wanted to do this video 2 days ago, but I've been here at this conference with Second Amendment Foundation, the Gun Rights Policy Conference, and been just busy, tied up. But here we go. Here's the letter, the order, rather, from Der Fuhrer, police chief in Okeechobee. It was a public notice of local state of emergency for Hurricane Helene, and the chief had the balls to say, under the authority of City Ordinance 1297, adopted by the City Council on September 26th of 24, as the city's designated emergency management official, I, Donald Hagen, Chief of Police, hereby declare a local state of emergency within the municipal boundaries of the city of Okeechobee, Florida, in effect as of 9 a.m. on the 26th of September, and remain in effect through 6 a.m. through the 27th of September, unless terminated early, and may be extended based on operational conditions due to Hurricane Helene. Here's the good part. Said declaration prohibits the following acts for the duration of the declared state of emergency per Florida Statute 870.044, which he actually violates here. A, the sale of, the offer to sell, with or without consideration, any ammunition or gun or other firearm of any size or description. B, the intentional display by or in any store or shop of any ammunition or gun or other firearm of any size or description. C, the intentional possession in a public place of a firearm by a person except a duly authorized law enforcement official or person in military service acting in the official performance of their duty. At the time of issuing said declaration, no additional emergency measures are deemed appropriate to be added as allowed by Florida Statute Flupty Flup. Chief of Police Donald C. Hagen, the second, City of Okeechobee, Florida Police Department. Well, Chief, you don't get to declare anything above and beyond the rights of the citizens who you serve, you punk ass. My intent is to bring as much negative attention to this king wannabe and hope that he loses his job at the very least. That would be my goal. So please share this video. Let's get his candy ass terminated and maybe even charged. So obviously illegal and unconstitutional. No chief has had this amount of, intestinal fortitude to do this during a storm to their people since Katrina, but Katrina NOPD actually went around and seized people's guns. This violated Florida law. This violated the Florida Constitution. This violated the United States Constitution. And the people from Florida Carry responded appropriately and aggressively to this chief. But like I said, Chief Hagen, you need to quit. You need to resign from your job and go stand in the corner and think about what you've done. And hopefully the people who are recovering right now from the storm, when they dust themselves off, they sue you a lot. Here's the letter that was sent by Eric Friday, who's the general counsel for Florida Carry. And it was sent to the attorney, John Fumero, who is the city attorney for the city of Okeechobee. It says, written notice of preemption violation and offer of settlement. Florida Carry has been made aware that the city of Okeechobee has adopted and enforces illegal ordinance 1297 in direct violation of Florida statutes and Article 1, Section 8 of the Florida Constitution. Any local measure directed at the public regulating the possession or use of a defensive firearm, ammunition, or other classes of bearable arms or sale of the same is in violation of the constitutional preemption of the right to keep and bear arms. Additionally, such measures constitute a violation of the express field preemptions set forth by 796 and 790.33 of the Florida statute. These express preemptions of the field of weapons, firearms, and ammunition are longstanding and clearly established. Then they list them in the letter. It says, as a Florida registered nonprofit membership organization representing the interests of defensive weapons and firearms owners who lawfully carry throughout the state, Florida Carry has the necessary standing to initiate legal action regarding this issue to ensure compliance with the state law and the cessation of these violations of fundamental civil rights. Millions of Floridians lawfully carry defensive firearms and weapons every day to protect themselves and their families. We will see to it that they do not face a patchwork of regulations which are impossible for them to keep up with as they traverse our great state. The city of Okeechobee recently passed Ordinance 1297 on September 26 to 24. This ordinance was illegally passed without any legal basis. It was passed for the purpose of depriving Okeechobee citizens and neighbors of their constitutional right to purchase or possess firearms and ammunition, and violates all this stuff. Any individual who voted for this tyrannical law is potentially liable. Then it goes into the section where the chief thought he could do this. It says the ordinance was allegedly passed pursuant to these sections, and these statutes only apply to that there has been an act of violence or a flagrant and substantial defiance of or resistance to a lawful exercise of public authority, and that on account thereof, there is reason to believe that there exists a clear and present danger of a riot or other general public disorder, widespread disobedience with the law, and substantial injury to persons or property, all of which constitute an immediate threat to public peace or order and to the general welfare of the jurisdiction affected or a part or parts thereof. Yeah, that's unconstitutional too. Just because people are acting a fool doesn't mean I lose my rights to defend myself from those people acting a fool. Last section here. To my knowledge, there were no violent acts, defiance of lawful authority, or any other of these required elements prior to the declaration of emergency to justify its passage. The denial of a constitutional right cannot stand on conjecture. Florida Carry Inc. hereby demands payment of $30,000 in damages and attorney's fees to resolve this matter prior to initiation of litigation. The city must also commit in any release and settlement agreement to not utilize Chapter 870 as a basis for an emergency declaration in response to future natural disasters unless the elements of 870.43 are met and specifically factually asserted. The city must also agree not to terminate the right and ability of law-abiding citizens to purchase firearms and ammunition in the future under Chapter 870. Please let me know within 10 days if you would like to resolve this matter without the need for litigation. Now, good on Florida Carry here. I'm also going to add that if you remember during the COVID era, when all of the king and queen wannabe governors of blue states basically shut down the Second Amendment, right? Closed down any range, closed down any FFLs, anyone who sold sporting goods, in effect to protect the public peace or violate your rights and empower the criminals that they were empowering to get election differences. President Trump at that time, thanks to Gun Owners of America, declared all of these institutions stores and whatever, retails and manufacturers, all of it that relates to the Second Amendment as essential businesses, cannot be forced to close. So I don't know where this chief thinks he has this power, but I hope it costs him dearly. I hope it costs you your job, chief. If you really take your oath seriously, you'll quit now.